Today we celebrate the octave day of Easter Sunday, known as Divine Mercy Sunday. St. John Paul II instituted this feast in the year 2000, on the same day that he canonized St. Faustina Kowalska, the Polish sister who received the private revelations from Jesus concerning his infinite mercy and his desire that it be known to all men and received in their hearts. The theme of God's mercy is central to the whole Easter message, and this is demonstrated in today's gospel passage. We'll consider that briefly and then consider the divine mercy revelations and messages as they are recorded in St. Faustina's diary, Divine Mercy in My Soul. And hopefully we'll be renewed, re-inspired to live more fully the divine mercy message in our own lives. So today's gospel passage from John chapter 20 narrates the first appearance of our risen Lord Jesus to his apostles, the day of the resurrection, at first Easter Sunday. The apostles were all gathered in the cenacle, locked behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. Their weak faith in the risen Lord Jesus needed to be strengthened, to say the very least. Our Lord suddenly appeared to them, and instead of severely and angrily reproving them, or chastising them, he very mercifully greeted them, "Peace be with you." And as he showed them his hands and his side, they were overjoyed. They knew it was the risen Lord Jesus himself. After that greeting of mercy to them, Jesus breathed on the apostles and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained," thus instituting the sacrament of his mercy, reconciliation, penance, or confession. Jesus gave to his apostles and to their successors, the bishops, and to their collaborators, the priests, the task, the mission to forgive sins in his name, and act in a very special way as vessels or instruments of the divine mercy in the church and in the world for all times. Now Thomas, as we heard, was not with the other apostles when the risen Jesus appeared to them on that first Easter Sunday, and he refused to believe their testimony that they had indeed seen the risen Christ. He would believe it when he saw it. So stubborn was Thomas in his doubt that he would later be dubbed, Doubting Thomas. In any case, the risen Lord Jesus would settle his doubt, remove it forever, appearing to Thomas and the others the following Sunday, 8 days later. And once again, though meriting a severe and angry reproval from Jesus, Thomas receives from him a greeting of mercy, "Peace be with you." And then Jesus guided Thomas's finger to probe the nail marks in his hands and to insert his hand into his side, his open side, and inviting him to believe. And indeed, Thomas admitted his faith, exclaiming, "My Lord and my God." Beautiful words of faith, words perhaps we ourselves use at Holy Mass when the priest elevates the Eucharist. After consecration, it's a beautiful prayer to pray in those moments so very sacred. "My Lord and my God. It's an indulgence prayer, in fact, when we pray those words at the moment of consecration. In any case, Thomas experienced in a very profound way the divine mercy. And he gave occasion to those consoling words from our Lord, addressed to all those who cannot and wouldn't see him physically. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Pope Francis has often referred to this as the beatitude of faith. Blessed are we who have not seen our Lord physically, and yet we believe in him. The whole life of Christ, but especially his passion, death, and resurrection, speak to us so eloquently of the infinite mercy of God. And so it was most fitting that our Lord Jesus choose this day, the octave day of Easter, to be the feast of his mercy. We are reminded by this feast today that we're living in a very special time, a time of mercy. And this is all the more true for us because we are all beneficiaries of the divine mercy messages and revelations embraced by the Church fully and in an official capacity with papal approval and mandate by St. John Paul II, the Divine Mercy Pope, and promoted thereafter by his successors, Benedict XVI and now Pope Francis, who is proving himself to be very much a strong promoter of the Divine Mercy. Just yesterday, in fact, during the vigil for today's Feast of Divine Mercy, Pope Francis officially proclaimed the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, a whole year dedicated to mercy in a very special way, beginning on December 8th, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, until the following year, November 20th, the Solemnity of Christ the King. Already, we can foresee, we know there will be many graces and blessings during this upcoming Jubilee Year of Mercy. In the meanwhile, our Lord is calling us to commit ourselves anew to living out the Divine Mercy message and devotion. And it's good to be reminded of the essence of this devotion, how simple and yet how important it is. We can speak of the ABCs of Divine Mercy. You know, ABC, A, ask for mercy. That is, we ought to always ask the Lord for mercy, for this is what he desires, that we ask and then we receive. We ask because we need mercy, and there's no sin that our Lord will not forgive if only we ask him with a humble and contrite heart. You know, Pope Francis, again, he said it many times, God never tires of forgiving us, but we, unfortunately, we are the ones that get tired of asking him for mercy. We hope that this will never be the case for us. Never get tired of asking the Lord for his mercy. Be merciful. Be merciful in order to receive God's mercy, for we must give what we receive. Our Lord tells us in the Gospels, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. And don't we pray in the Lord's Prayer, in the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And we can show mercy to others in three principal ways. By prayer, praying for others that they might receive God's mercy, for example. And by words of mercy and by deeds of mercy, the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. C, complete trust in the Lord's mercy. Our Lord is calling us to live in complete and total, absolute trust in His mercy, to abandon ourselves entirely to His mercy, to be immersed in His mercy as a drop of water vanishes or is immersed into the whole ocean. As Jesus states in St. Faustina's diary, "The graces of my mercy are drawn by means of one vessel only, and that is trust. The more a soul trusts, the more it will receive. Mankind will not have peace until it turns with trust to my mercy." So A, ask for mercy. B, be merciful. And C, complete total trust in God's mercy. This is a simple way to remember the essence of the Divine Mercy message and devotion. Finally, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, I encourage you to open your hearts completely to the superabundance of graces offered to us by our Lord, including the complete remission of all temporal punishment due to our sins. To receive this very special grace, our Lord asks us only for one thing: receive Him in Holy Communion, worthily, devoutly, in a state of grace, as we always should. But to more fittingly observe today's feast, we can also do the following. Of course, sincerely repent of our sins. Place our complete trust in our Lord Jesus and His mercy. Go to confession. You know, we could prepare for this feast by going to confession, or if it's available, to go to confession on the day of the feast. Venerate the image that the Lord Jesus has given to us, the Divine Mercy image. And we have an image here in the sanctuary, and we also have the image that is in the back of the church, as you know, with St. Faustina and with the first class relic of St. Faustina. Venerate the image, and then be merciful to others, again, through prayers, words, and deeds of mercy. Our Lord said, "This feast emerged from the very depths of my mercy, and it is confirmed in the vast depths of my tender mercies. Every soul believing and trusting in my mercy will obtain it." Dear brothers and sisters, let us live the Divine Mercy message and devotion according to the signature in the image itself: "Jesus, I trust in you," to live those words. There's nothing more important and necessary today in our world, for the church, for society, for marriages, for families, and for all individuals, especially those far from God, than Divine Mercy. Praise be Jesus and Mary.